Attorneys for the group that sued Kansas over school funding have issued a statement critical of the plan the legislature sent the governor on Sunday. Attorney John Robb expressed concerns that the plan shifts money from some programs for at-risk students, allows more well-to-do districts to increase local funding, and reduces revenues that could go for schools by offering tax credits for private school scholarships. But both he and Joyce Eisenminger Morrison of Schools for Fair Funding emphasize the organization is still studying the bill.
We are not saying definitively one way or the other yet whether we think it'll meet what the court required.
Schools for Fair Funding's stand on that, she says, should come in about a week. Kansas school districts, their supporters, and their critics are studying the effects of the funding plan the legislature passed. Shawnee Mission School Superintendent Jim Henson says first estimates suggest that if voters approve the added local funding it allows, his district will come out about $3.3 million to the good.
When you look at an operating budget of about $220 million, $3.3 million is not a lot of money. I mean, it is not going to make a dramatic difference in the school district, but it will allow us to do a few of the things we would like to do.
Henson says it'll be a week or two before the district decides what those things will be. He says items on the list of possibilities include reducing some class sizes and some of the fees parents pay. Steve Bell, KCUR News.